This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. U.S. health officials on Saturday recommended COVID-19 vaccines for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers, the last group of people without the shots. A CDC advisory panel voted unanimously that vaccines should be made available to children as young as 6 months old. The coronavirus vaccinations offer young children protection from hospitalizations, deaths, and possible long-term complications from COVID that are still not clearly understood. The government has been gearing up for the start of the shots early next week, with millions of doses ordered for distribution to doctors, hospitals, and community health clinics around the country. Roughly 18 million kids will be eligible, but it remains to be seen how many will ultimately get the coronavirus vaccines. Less than a third of children aged 5 to 11 have done so since vaccination opened up to that group last November. 13 Montana counties, both urban and rural, approved local option taxes on recreational cannabis sales in last Tuesday's primary election. 13 counties had the local option tax on the ballot, and all approved the measures by wide margins. Deer Lodge County, Roosevelt, Rosebud, Blaine, Ravalli, Lake County, Lewis and Clark, Butte Silverbow, Carbon County, Bighorn, Richland, Gallatin, and Powell counties each approved the local tax on recreational marijuana. All but Ravalli County also approved a 3% tax on medical marijuana sales. Ravalli County joins Missoula County as the only jurisdiction to vote against taxing medical marijuana. Since the legislature last year gave local jurisdictions the option to add a 3% local tax on recreational marijuana sales, every county to vote on the measure has approved the tax. The Montana Department of Revenue reported monthly cannabis sales figures. Through the 20% tax on recreational marijuana and the separate 4% tax on medical marijuana, the state of Montana has collected more than $17 million in new tax revenue through the first 5 months of 2022. A Bitcoin plunge fell below $24,000 as $200 billion was wiped off the crypto market over the past week. The dramatic drop caused Bitcoin to hit its lowest level since December 2020 as investors dumped crypto amid a broader sell-off in risk assets. Since last week, more than $200 billion had been lost off the entire cryptocurrency market. The cryptocurrency market capitalization fell below $1 trillion last Monday for the first time since February 2021. The crypto market has also been on edge since mid-May, when the so-called algorithmic stablecoin cryptocurrency Terra USD, or UST, and its sister cryptocurrency Luna collapsed. Now the market is concerned about a crypto lending company called Celsius, which last Monday stopped all withdrawals, swaps, and transfers between its crypto accounts due to extreme market conditions. Celsius has lost more than half its value, down to $11.8 billion worth of assets as of May 17th, from a value of more than $26 billion last October. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.